Yeah, we're just rolling. I mean, we're not sure which one. You know, as I say, I think each of these last couple of weeks, it doesn't dramatically change, you know, and certainly you can look at Buffalo, what they do. It's just, you know, there's always a little slant to what they think whoever the quarterback is going to be does maybe better or is more comfortable than one of the other quarterbacks, whoever those people may be. So, you know, we got to keep practicing the things that we've seen on film, and then you know, on Sunday adjust to need, you know. But I think we got a good chance to get the starter, and you know, I know that he's a tough guy on video and stands in there in the pocket. So I can't imagine, unless he's in really, you know, bad shape, him not playing Sunday against us.
Is the uncertainty at quarterback, I mean, that doesn't really change how you guys approach it, but what about other positions like running back? If Spiller is ready to go, does that change what you do?
Well, I think they don't really, like most offenses, they're not going to change completely based on, you know, if a player's down, but you always kind of tilt it a little bit to either this player can do this a little better or he doesn't do this quite as well, you know. Obviously, the biggest thing with Spiller is that he provides them, you know, with the great explosiveness, the speed, and you know, CJ's become a really good overall back, all around back in this last year, and we saw it firsthand with the Jets last year. We kind of got him started on that path. Fred Jackson got hurt in our game last year, and he came in and had a great game against us in the opening game, and that kind of propelled his whole season. Before that game, he had always been kind of a specialty back, you know, kind of what Reggie Bush was when he first came in. Flank him out, use him on some of the gimmick plays, do that, tough match in coverage, all those things, was a returner, all that. And then last year, I mean, he became a regular inline runner, outside runner. He did it all and did it very well. And he has, you know, elite, and I say, man, elite speed. So you gotta deal with this guy. He's a home run threat. So he adds a dimension to their offense. I don't think they change their plays, but he just makes plays more explosive potentially.
He had a pretty good week two last year too, after the Jets won the Chiefs.
Well, you guys can blame us for that. I mean, we propelled him in that game. I know that he had a tremendous game. So, and he, it, you know, because we've obviously followed him during the season, he had a great year all of last season.
They were capable last year doing that all by themselves.
Yeah.
Coach, I don't know if you spend most time looking at offense, but did you ever sneak over and take a peek at opposing team's defense? You see a little bit of your defense on Buffalo?
Well, yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, if you get a free moment, I mean, not so much for this week, but over the course of time, I mean, I still watch the Jets, I still watch Buffalo. I mean, you try to, anybody, Baltimore has a similar defense, anybody that it plays a similar system, if you get a second, you just try to stay up on, you know, what's happening, you know, are they doing a couple things that you could use or complement what you do, and so you peek at them. This week, no, I mean, I haven't watched them at all this week, but you know, if I had a moment, you know, particularly towards the beginning of the season, I definitely would have watched New York or Buffalo, and then any crossover games that we might have, you'd study closely, because we're similar in structure and style.
Players play, but when you're making calls, do you ever view yourself as in competition with the offensive coordinator on the other side?
No, I don't think you really do. I think, you know, I think, you know, I always kind of say it like this. I always say that, you know, when you're in a tough situation, you know, you think players, not plays. So from our standpoint, and too, you know, well, what can we do to get somebody going here? You know, so you try to think of in those terms as much as you can. And then, you know, I mean, so much of our football is situational football, you know, whether it's the down, the distance, the personnel group that ran out there on offense. So you try to really plug those in. And, you know, if you've taken anything competitive against the offense, it's just the tendencies more than anything.
So you don't see any advantage for you, given that Nate Hackett wasn't born when you started coaching?
No, that's a, I wouldn't have probably brought that up. He might want to, but you know, no, no. In fact, you know, of course, I was with his dad, Paul, at the Jets, so I know Nate, and I know he's an excellent coach and got a great background and grew up in football, so he's done it. And you know, Doug was with us with the Jets as well, and so I know those guys are doing a great job. Did a great job at Syracuse.
Are you all surprised with how effective?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I like I said before, I don't think you ever start out thinking you're gonna be this or you're gonna be that. I mean, it's a process where you're trying to stack these bricks, you know, and every day you're trying to find, you know, like I told the players the other day, I know you're getting tired of hearing this, but it's about finding some way to improve just a little bit. And you know, for the players, that's an individual thing, you know, and you know, they've each of them have to search and find something in their game that they can go out here and work on, one, on their own, you know, maybe 5 minutes before or after practice, and then two, you know, like you never want to go on this field and just go on the field, you know, you want to leave something this field saying, hey, you know, I got better in my stance today, or I got better using my hands today, or whatever. When you look at that practice video, you're looking at a lot of different things, but you say, you know what, I got that done today. And it's really a, you know, it's a long, hard process, but I think if you can do that individually and then collectively, you know, we can put all those small improvements together, it allows you to keep ascending. You know, you're not going to make these quantum leaps. You know, we're not going to just all of a sudden become this or do that, but we can edge forward. And the bottom line is, if you're not going forward, you're really going backwards. And to me, that's like when we talk about that culture deal. That to me is a big part of the culture. You know, they've done a really good job learning the system, understanding the system. I think our defensive coaches have done a fabulous job of getting them drilled down in those areas and getting them in that position. And now we got to keep going in some of the. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, block protection, tackling, the things that, you know, we forget about sometimes, but those are the things that allow you to be successful no matter what defense has been called.
Coach, real quick on the Bills receivers, what are you seeing from that?
One, they're very fast. You know, they've got a group of young guys that are extremely fast. And, of course, Stevie Johnson's been an outstanding receiver up there for a number of years, and they're going to present us with some really good challenges along the line. The tight end's a real big man, 6'7", Chandler, and he bodies you a lot. But Stevie Johnson is probably their top receiver when you count route running, escapability, and all that. The other receivers have outstanding speed, and individually, I mean, can blow the doors off. You know, so. We've got to do a great job, you know, keeping them, staying on top of them. And the other part, anytime you're dealing with speed, is, you know, the short pass can turn into a big pass if you're not careful. So that's going to be a big part of us having a chance to be successful up there, how we handle their receivers.
Coach,